Thank you so much for joining us. These are your hosts, Deuce and Easy. Welcome to Amateur Opinions. Easy, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Deuce. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too, man. What's going on? How's your week going?
Week's going good. Week's been all right. Not too much to report on in terms of things that have happened to me personally, but I'm doing good. How's it been for you?
It's been good too.
Nice.
I just had this freaking cough that's not going anyway.
Cough last week as well.
I did, which isn't COVID based. And I did blood tests. I did a freaking chest X-ray thing. Results came out negative, you know. So the doctor was like, "Yo, dude, I don't know, man. You might need something else. I don't know what you need, but I ain't got the answers."
Damn. What if your patient's zero for something else?
Because I came from East Africa, you know. You guys are exactly. Built different. Y'all are built. I've been sick for a freaking month.
By the way, has anyone checked for malaria?
Nah, it's not malaria. It's definitely not. Like, I'm not sick. Uh-huh. I'm just coughing. Okay, obviously that's being sick.
I see.
But it's not painful. You know, there's no blood. There's no phlegm. Yeah, yes. There's no flu. My nose is fine. No fever. Yeah. No headache. It's just a dry cough that has no pain.
Interesting.
It's just annoying. You know?
Huh.
Which is probably why they can't see anything, so... I don't know.
Yes.
There it is. And my breathing also isn't 100. So I don't
know. That's so strange. Maybe you had COVID before, but I'm sure they would have picked that up, like antibodies or something, right? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't even know if they tested for that. But who knows?
Who knows, man? Jeez, sorry.
It's all good. Thank you. I'll be fine soon, I'm sure. I've also been fasting. So
Ramadan?
Yeah.
Yes.
So almost done. It's been good, man. It's been a whole month. So yeah, it's been good. It's been pretty good.
Do you feel like, do you want to share like any sort of thoughts that you've had going through it or revelations that you've had personally, spiritually, as you've done this? Because I'm sure after a month of doing that, you see the world differently, surely.
You know, the disappointing thing. So my plan was to be way more spiritual than I have been. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I just haven't, unfortunately. I half wasted it. So it was beneficial spiritually a bit, but not as much as it should have been. You know, mainly because...
Why so? Do you think it wasn't like, was it a thing of, is that it? Or was it something you didn't do?
I think I've fasted before, right? With my mom when I'm at home. Mm-hmm. And we would do it for a week or like 10 days or something, right? But you'd feel it as well because we'd be doing it at church as well. So you'd be going to church, hearing sermons, and it's a community thing that you're doing, right? So even with actual Ramadan, right, for Muslims, you know, they would go to the mosque, you know, I think if I'm not mistaken, it might be every day. And, you know, you get to fellowship with other people. I think that part of it where you kind of do it with another person or the group of people then kind of helps to get that spirituality to another level as well.
Sure.
But doing it pretty much alone, I'm fasting with Zach, but we obviously have different faiths, right? Because he's Muslim, I'm not. So,
yes.
You know, they pray differently to how to how we pray. So, yeah, so it's, I don't know, man. It's been better than nothing, obviously. Because
sure.
You're more intentional about certain things, but, and it's been good. It's been good, though. Overall.
Nice. Sounds like it, man. Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
So almost done.
When does it end?
Ends on Friday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so tomorrow is the last day of fasting.
That's exciting.
But the people in the Middle East finished today. They weren't fasting, so they finished yesterday.
Okay.
Because it all depends on the moon.
Any plans?
Oh, we're just going to eat, man. We're just going to eat. That's the plan.
I like it. Sure. Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay. Nice. So,
I mean, there's this, yeah, there's this Israeli-Palestine thing that's been going on. Yes. I don't know if you've seen that on the news or anything, or social
media. So I've been a little bit off the radar, so fill me in, please.
Yeah, so we've spoken about the Israeli-Palestine conflict, but I'll give another rundown just in case you don't remember or whoever's listening didn't listen to the whole episode. Sure. All right, so... Okay, so back in the day. Okay, so let's start from the biblical days. Okay, the days where
first principles.
Yeah, so you have Israel. You have Israel, and keep in mind, amateur opinion. So you know it won't be 100% accurate, but you'll get the gist of what's happening.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. So we'll start off in biblical Israel, where you have. Your Palestine existed then as well. So you had that region had, obviously Muslims didn't exist yet. So they had the Jews and they had the Arabs, right? And then fast forward to, I think about 1,000 years after, you then have Alexander the Great, who conquered the Middle East pretty much. And then the Jews of that area were pushed into Europe. I don't remember if they were pushed or kind of assimilated into Europe. I'm not sure between those two. But basically, they ended up in Europe, a group of, you know, Jews, right?
This is out of Israel, right? Is this Palestine or Israel? Are we talking?
So it's that's the same region. So it's I think at that point... Yeah, it was Israel and Palestine. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's different from present day Israel, and I'll explain that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was like those Israel was comprised of Judah, Zion, blah blah blah. I don't remember. Yeah.
Oh, so the region geographically it was a little bit bigger back then.
It was a different what's it called? Borders, basically, from what we have now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay. So now they're in Europe, right? So fast forward. Now they're in Europe for a while. So they're basically Europeans at this point, these Jews. Uh-huh. These are the Jews that were persecuted in Germany. So we'll fast forward to the 19th century, 20th century, where we have, you know, the Jews in Germany and wherever. And now, because they started getting persecuted by... Hitler, you know, they needed, you know, the Holocaust and all that stuff, they needed a place to go because they were getting killed. So they basically became refugees in different places, right? Mm-hmm. So now, you know, you have, so obviously because the Germans are against the Jews, England and America become allies with the Jews. I don't remember if they were already allies, they might have been.
But they're pro
these Jews, right? Now, obviously, some Jews go to the USA as well. That's how you have that Jewish community, a large Jewish community there. But then the bulk of them were told to go back to Israel or Palestine, actually. So it's now that area is now Palestine completely at this point. This is after like 1,000 years, right? Or however many years since they'd left. And in Palestine, they still had Jews there. So they had the Palestinian Jews, they had Palestinian Christians, they had Palestinian Arabs, Muslims, okay? Mm-hmm. So they were coexisting peacefully in Palestine, all those three different groups, okay?
Yes.
So now we have the Zionist Jews, which are the Jews that are in Europe. So England partitions Palestine, England and the UN, and I guess the US partition Palestine. I don't even know how they managed to do that. Like, how do they just partition a country? Anyway, but they did and said, okay, they split it, let's say, in half. Okay, they gave the shitty half to Palestine, and then the good half to the new Israel,
the Jewish,
to the to the Zionist Jews, which are the Jews from. I mean, if you look at the Israelis, the current Israelis, they're basically white, right? They're like, they're not Arab. They're basically white. So anyway. Yes.
And they, correct me if I'm wrong, Deuce, you can't see that shit on Google Maps, right?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I remember checking.
I remember the last time we spoke and I tried to check it on Google Maps. You couldn't even see it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you look for Palestine, psh, it's weird. So anyway, so now Israel is now split, right? Sorry, Palestine is now split. And then the Israelis start building a wall, right? Oh yeah, by the way, the reason why I said the Palestinians were given the shitty side was Palestine has the biggest oil reserves, or one of the biggest oil reserves in the world, and Israel took those. Okay, so they took that side. And they took the fertile land.
Yeah. So, Glenn, the Zion Jews, are they the ones, remind me again, they're the ones who came from Europe back?
Yeah, yeah. So they're the Jews from Europe that migrated back to the Palestine area, which they used to occupy as well. You know, that 1,000 years ago, pretty much. So they say they're the rightful owners. You know, anyway, so yeah, so they come back now if we fast forward to present day, you know, they started building a wall, but then they didn't follow the partition that was done by the UN, and they encroached into what was meant to be Palestine. By a lot, you know, so they stole a lot of land from there.
And I'm just wondering, is this one of those "it depends who you ask" scenarios?
Yeah. Or, and I actually, you know, I've met a few Israelis, but this was before I knew of the conflict, and I actually regret it because I wish I knew about it, just so that I hear their side of the
Because
right now they're the ones demonized. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
I know, even from a South African standpoint, we have like a pro-Palestinian stance, if I'm not mistaken, at least at a government level.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. Yeah, I might be wrong on that.
Yeah, and so now what's going on? Oh, yeah, so I was saying they encroached and stole more land from Palestine. Sure. And remember, Israel is richer than Palestine, so they have the muscle. So now the reason why the conflict is high right now is they're calling them.
Before we get to right now, that's kind of like why the conflict's been there for like at least a good 60, 70 years, right? Like,
yeah,
like post World War II ongoing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see.
And by the way,
where does the Gaza Jerusalem. Strip come into this?
The Gaza Strip.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I read up on the Gaza Strip like 6 months ago. If I'm not mistaken, I don't remember. The deal with the Gaza Strip.
All right. And so what's changed now? Because it's always been, it's been a conflict that's, you know, been going on for years. What's changed? Because something seems like it just turned up.
All right. So like I said, Palestine and Israel are so intertwined that, you know, and there's a wall and blah, 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 that, you know, that separates, you know, the good side from the bad side in terms of the fertility and oil and all that. But then Israel keeps eating into Palestine, right? So right now what's going on is they're evicting. And I was watching this video on my Instagram. I don't know if you saw it. I shared it. But they're calling them evictions, but it's not really an eviction. An eviction means you know, you're not paying rent, you fail to pay a rent, or you don't own this land, so you need to leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're squatting, so you need to leave. But these people have been living in this area for the longest, and the Israeli judicial system has allowed these Zionist Jew groups to enable them to actually be able to evict people, basically take by force land that these Palestinians are living in, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll have picture this, right? You guys own a house. I think the best example would be your rural area in Uganda, for example, and then someone comes saying, you know, we used to own this land 1,000 years ago. So they're coming with paperwork saying we own this land.
Please,
where the hell is this paperwork coming from?
Sure.
Right? Where is it coming from? And the fact that they're legally doing it doesn't mean it's right, right? Because it's legal according to Israel. But obviously it will be because that's Israel, right? They truly believe it's their land. So they're taking people's houses and land and kicking them out, no compensation, throwing kids into the streets. And they're using legal force, meaning cops, soldiers. I'm not sure if they're using soldiers, but they're using cops to evict
these people.
Yeah. Which evict is the wrong word, because evict makes it sound legal, which it obviously is. But apartheid was legal, right? So what the hell does legal really mean?
Yeah. It's a good point.
It's not right. But the problem is, Israel is enabled because the United States, England, they support them, right? They're allies with Israel.
Backed by some big boys.
Exactly. So they won't get sanctions, right? Usually a country will get sanctions, right? They won't get
anyone
sanctions.
Anyone else pulls this stunt and it's a wrap. That's a good point.
Yeah, and they don't speak up against it. Again, because Israel has the oil, their allies, like really strong allies. And they're the ones who put them there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the most weird part is if a country like the US is allowing or rather supporting this, saying, no, Israel, they were there 1,000 years ago, then what the hell are they doing in America? Right? It wasn't their land 1,000 years ago. So keep the 100%. Same energy, right? Give it back to the Red Indians.
The Native
Americans. I think Native Indians is the wrong way to say
it.
Give it to the Native correct, Americans. Right?
Sure. Going by that logic, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people, same thing with Australians, who, I mean, it extends to so many different places. Land was taken by force. That's crazy. So how have the Palestinians retaliated?
You know, they're protesting, you know. But like I said, again, Palestine does not have the juice to go against Israel.
So they're not, is it violent right now at this point, or is it more so just protests and...
I believe there is violence involved. Sheesh. I mean, they're desperate at this point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very desperate at the moment. So there is, you know, violence. I saw some smoke and stuff like that, but it's absolutely sad, man, because they literally have no one to turn to. No one to turn to.
Wow. Yeah, because the world, the powers that be are backing, you know, their oppressors.
It'll be interesting for you to watch. There's this, you know, those YouTube channels where, you know, they bring people into a room and then they talk. So there's this, you know, they talk different people with different views, and then they just kind of talk. And then they kind of say, stand up if you know, like they make them stand, and then they say, sit down if you believe this, that. You know those channels,
I've seen
right?
those, yeah.
Yeah, so the channel called Jubilee has an episode where they brought three Israelis and three Palestinians, you know, to kind of talk it out and see, you know, where they differ and, you know, what's the, you know, what they believe, you know.
And?
Yeah, it's what showed me that this is a very, very difficult issue. Because
okay, appreciate it. Yeah, I think I'll give that a watch. It sounds like it'll be interesting. And it's very, you know, interesting. What I would be so curious as to hear a Jewish perspective, because I haven't heard one before. But
exactly, yeah.
There's a lot of Jewish people where I work, actually, but I just don't know how sensitive a topic this is. But it'd be very interesting to hear, you know, someone's stance on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I kind of researched into it was when, have you seen that Instagram page called Nas Daily?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you've sent me some of their stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So the guy who does the videos is actually from Israel, and he did one video where he mentions it that I came from Israel, blah blah blah. So I go into the comment section, and man, people are going off. Israel does not exist. I think you meant to say Palestine, blah, blah, blah. You know, like...
the internet was being the internet.
Exactly. So Palestine has, you know, the people's support, the general people's support. You know, because also...
They don't have the powerful people's support.
Exactly. So it's so sad. So if you watch that video, if you YouTube Jubilee, Palestine is Israel, just like that,
you'll see. So that's gonna give a good like snapshot on the different mindsets and some of the debates that have been happening for years, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it'll give you a good insight.
Sounds good. It's crazy because, you know, I got home today and my mom says to me, like, yo, you know, this thing is flaring up. So I thought, you know, she was talking about the conflict that had always been happening, you know?
Yeah.
And then I saw on TV, like, they mentioned it and then you told me about it. So it seems like it's quite a story. So I'm definitely going to educate myself. It's sad to think, you know, with these evictions, people can just do what they want. But I'm curious to see how the Palestinians react.
For sure. They're calling it settler colonialism.
Settler colonialism. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting term. It's colonialism, right? I feel like settler colonialism, it's kind of, I don't know why that just makes it seem better than...
I think it's a way of making it more descriptive, but I'm not sure what the actual difference would be.
Sure.
Yeah.
And your stance on it, I think, do you lean more towards the side of the Palestinians, or is it just a thing of that's all that you have heard?
Yeah, I'm with Palestine on this one, man.
Oh, like straight up, you. Oh, nice.
But if you hear, if you watch that video. Right. Because right now, you know, most social media is, you know, completely leaning, you know, in favor of Palestine. So you'll hear that side of it most of the time. That's why this video is cool, because it gives you actual. Side? Yeah. It gives you actual Israelis who will then give their side of the.
Sure.
You know, of the coin. I actually want to watch it again because I don't quite remember what they were saying.
Yeah,
but you know, it'll be interesting to hear. Yeah, and I need to find some Jews, man, and talk.
Yeah, me too. Because I was gonna say, even the little that I have heard, it always seems to take a Palestinian viewpoint. I remember years ago when I was reading up on, there's a terrorist group by the name and it's left me. Let's see if you can help me out here. I'm going to butcher it. I'm not even going to try.
It's from which country?
In Palestine. Okay. And that was around the time of the Gaza Strip. There were almost is it Hamas or something? I forgot.
Did they talk about it in the Caliphate podcast or not?
Oh, I don't remember if they did. No, I don't think they did. Because I read about this back in 2014. But I remember even then when I was reading up on the conflict, it had a very pro-Palestine narrative. And to my fault, every time I hear about this story, I always absorb it. And then it kind of, I forget like a month or two after. But one thing that's always stuck with me is there's always a pro-Palestine viewpoint. And I find myself leaning that way as well, but I think it's only because I've heard their side of the story. And it's a story that makes sense, you know? Like, you can't tell me that story and I'm like, that, well, I disagree. Because with the information that I have, I just lean that way. So I'd love to have a, hey, change my mind moment with someone in the Jewish community just to
give me some perspective. Homie. You remember Brad from my class?
Yeah.
Bradley, yeah. Brad is Jewish. I'm not sure if Adam is Jewish.
But so I was also thinking about Adam.
I wonder. He might be.
But are South African Jews like, is it, do they have strong stances on this? I don't know. You know, like, it's so weird because in this political climate, I find these conversations are difficult to have, you know? Political conversations can be tricky and you tend to keep it surface level. And it's weird because I know a lot of Jews and I still don't know about this, you know? This is something that's just a bit, I don't want to say off topic, but I kind of find myself steering away from these conversations. Maybe that needs to change.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to hear their take because, that's the side that we don't really hear. I even have this this guy who used to work at my shared office space, and he's proper like Israeli. Like he's actually from the motherland. He's half Israeli, half South African. I think even Brad used to go to Israel as well, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And I remember when we used to play football. He even used to wear the Israeli football jersey, you know?
Yes.
But this dude who I used to work with, he would go to Israel for extended periods and then come back. So he's another one would be interesting. But I mean, I don't have contact with him that much anymore.
Sure. And I mean, you know a bit more about the region than me. What side of the region is peaceful? Because I know they have a crazy startup scene there as well.
In Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Israel is peaceful, dude. Israel is the powerful one, right? So, and they have this crazy wall and crazy defense mechanism. Adam actually visited Israel in 2015 or something. And when he got, I think it was 2014 actually, because I remember him telling us in class of how crazy the tech is that protects Israel. And he was saying,
sure,
you'll see like a missile coming towards, I don't know if you'll see it, but they had this mechanism, this weapon or protection mechanism that would shoot down any incoming missiles that would be coming towards Israel. You know?
So the detection and everything's crazy.
Yeah, you're saying the tech I think the thing was called the dome or something, the protection system.
Sheesh. So when conflict is happening and the fighting is happening, where is that happening in particular? Is that probably in regions where Israel's trying to encroach on the Palestinians?
Yeah, I think at the moment that's where the protests and all that stuff would be happening. There, I think. I'm actually not sure. I'd be lying to you if I told you. I mean, you know, Israel, I don't think it's completely safe, but
Sounds safe enough.
Yeah, I think the important areas are completely safe and then
Madness.
It's okay. Crazy. So yeah, that's
it sounds like
that's
it.
What's happening, man.
I'm definitely gonna read up on this. It sounds so sad.
Yeah, sounds watch really, that video.
Sounds really sad.
On Jubilee, on the Jubilee YouTube.
Okay, I will, Deuce. I will. Yeah, I think we can if that's it, I think we can wrap this up. That sounds like a good week. My heart's heavy now though. Not gonna lie, this is quite a bleak.
Yeah.
Just bleak turn of events for the year, man. Jeez.
Yeah. Very sad.
But
okay, yeah, so Deuce, we can wrap this up.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it when you tune in every week to all those listening. Special shout out to, you know, some fans who always give me some good feedback. I'm talking Joanita, Helga. Who else gives me some good feedback, like, frequently? Tabby Singh, shout out to you too. Anyone on your side who's who hollers at you?
Actually, you know what, there are a couple of people. So Paul listens quite a bit. He hits me up.
Your brother?
Yeah. He listens quite a bit, so shout outs to brother. Him. Alicia, she listens quite a bit. She was a fan last year as well. Alicia, shout out to her as thank well thank you. My man Julian hit me up last week. You know, he was quite interested in the topic. So, yeah, big up, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, really shout out to everyone listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's
that's why we keep doing this.
Goes a long way. Exactly. Yeah.
It's for y'all. All of y'all.
But, man, this... Anything on a light note? I can't even think of anything.
Well, do you want to end it on a lighter note?
I can't think of anything, man. But that, it's... obviously, now I want to go and read up a lot more, right? Because I think you've kind of just sparked my curiosity. And I can definitely see myself going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
This week. And who knows what will happen this week. Maybe next week we have a bit more... I'll have a bit more of a, you know, informed opinion than what I do right now. But there's a rabbit hole loading for me that I'm going to leap into.
All right. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Catch us next week for the new episode. As far as this episode is concerned, we're done. So thank you so much for joining us. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
All right, peace.